waiting a few more seconds, and we will start the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Aleph. Okay, now this Mishnah has three separate machloikas from Beis Hama and Beis Hil. Cases are similar but different. So we're going to take each one and explain each one, even though the Mishnah lumps two of them together because the practical machloikas is the same, but the reasoning is very different. So we're going to take each one by itself and discuss each one by itself. There are three cases here. The first case is Dam Avedes Kechavim. Dam Avedes Kechavim is a shiksa, a non-Jewish lady who has dam. Now, midraisa, a guy is not tamei. Neither a male guy nor a female guy is tamei. Tuma is only by yidden. The concept of a guy being tamei doesn't exist. Now, when a guy dies, that might be a biblical tuma, but we're not talking about a guy that's not alive. We're talking about a guy that is alive. There is no tuma by a guy. A guy cannot become tamei biblically. A yid can become tamei. However, this is true both by a boy and a girl, makes no difference. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that there would be a mingling between boys and girls of Yidden and Goyim, and therefore they made one of the ways they could keep people away from each other, one of their effective tools was to make Tumah. And people in those days were extremely concerned about Tumah because it would remove their ability to go to the Beis HaMikdash and to touch other people who were makbar on Tumah. So Tumah was a great deterrent of social contact. So in order to keep social contact away between Yidden and Goyim, so they did is they made every guy, man or lady, tamei, boy or girl, tamei. And the question is, the Chazal were faced with a quandary. On one hand, we want to make them tamei, but on the other hand, the Tumah is only rabbinic. We wouldn't be able to burn Tumah on that kind of a Tumah. How do people remember which is rabbinic and which is biblical? It becomes very difficult for the regular people in the street to know this is only Rabbanon, this is the Raisa. It becomes very difficult. The Rabbanon had to weave a way where they can make the Goyim Tameh, but at the same time put in things into place to make sure that everybody understands that this Tumah is only a Rabbanon, not a Raisa. So what did they do? So Dam Avedes Kechavim, we're going to skip the next few words because that's a second case. And we're going to take each case separately and come back and then do the second case and then do the third case. Dam Avedes Kechavim, skipping the next four words. Beisamai Mitarim, Beisou Aimrem Kareiko Kamei Meragah. So to understand this, let us understand the halacha of different tumas of a man and a lady. A man or a lady who's a zav, zav anida, if they spit or urine, that is called mayonais hazav, or mayonais hanida, or mayonais hazava, makes no difference. They are tamei, whether only when the discharge is, the liquid is lach, moist, not if it dries out. So biblically speaking, a zava, a Jewish zav, zava nida, the spit and urine is tamei lach and not yavesh. That's what we learn now from Sukkim. The blood of a zava and a nida, right? The blood of a zava and a nida is not a mayon hazav because it doesn't gather and come out. It just flows out naturally. So that blood is halachically Tamei lach and yavesh. It's tamei lach and yavesh because it is the item that makes this woman tamei. The zava and the nida become tamei because of the discharge of blood. So we learn out that blood of a zava and a nida is metamei lach and yavesh, both moist and dry. So the question is, now we have this gayish lady that we treat like a zava. Okay. So now this gayish lady is treated like a zava. But at the same time, we want people to remember it's only rabbinic, not biblical. So how much of a difference do we make in the tumah of the two, between a Jewish lady, Zava, who's tamei midaraisa, And a Gayish lady, who makes no difference if she's a Zava or not, because Gayim don't become Tamei. So we made all Gayim like Zavois. How much difference do we have to put into the Halacha that people should remember one is the Raisa and one is the Rabbana? So that became a Machloikas, Beshamai and Beshehu. Beshamai said, in order for people to remember that a Gayish woman is only rabbinic and a Jewish woman who's a Zava is biblical, they left blood out of the tumma of a Gayish lady. A Gayish lady's blood was never made tamei. They made that, they left that alone. They said, that's going to be a difference that everybody will realize and therefore understand that the whole tumma is rabbinic, even on the urine and on the spit, because you see that the blood is not tamei. So that became the recognition, the way people recognize that this is only drabanan compared to a woman, a Jewish lady who is a Zava. Again, we're comparing a Jewish lady who is a Zava to a Gayish lady, period. But it doesn't make a difference what she is. A Gayish lady is considered a Zava automatically, midrabbana. So in order to remind us, to make everybody aware that there's a difference between a Deraisa and a drabbana, so they made that the blood of a Gayish lady is Tahar completely. That's what Beis Shammai said they did. Basil said there was no reason to make such a big recognition. All you have to say is that unlike a Jewish Zava, whose blood is tamei, whether moist or dry, a Gayish lady who is rabbinic Zava, right, automatically, her blood is tamei, only moist, not dry. And that's enough of a recognition. People will realize, why is the Jewish lady's blood treated differently than the Gayish lady's blood? Because one is biblical and one is rabbinic. So read the Mishnah again and we will do Rashi. And then we'll go to the second case. I am skipping around, but that's because we'll be able to explain each case on its own. So again, Dam Avedes Kechavim, the blood of a Gayish lady. And again, I want to stress, and I don't want to repeat it 20 times. A Gayish lady is considered a Zava, period, without having to see any Dam. She doesn't have to become a Zava. She is automatically a Zava. Rabbanim wanted no social contact. So they said every Gayish lady is considered a Zava. A Jewish lady is only a Zava if she is a Zava, right, or a Nida. So they wanted to differentiate between the Jewish lady who is a Zava to the Gayish lady who is considered a Zava, period. And one is rabbinic and one is biblical. So how did they make the difference? So by Dama Benes Kechavim, skipping the next four words, they Shave Mitarim completely, they still aimed to write to a commandment raglah, treat it like her spit and like her urine, that it's matami lach and not yavesh. That is enough of the recognition. Let us do the Rashi. Now we're going to have to skip around in Rashi as well, so we can explain each one separately. The shamei matara, the dami benes kuchavim, by the blood of a Jewish lady, afagav, the baraita of the maimer raglah, even though by the spit and the urine, baidu meshamei agree. The Chachamim gazu aleihem liyos kezavim l'chol divrayim. The Chachamim made a gzera to treat them like zavim for all halacha. Afilu hachidam v'tahar. Still, they left the blood tahar. The time of the Mefarish v'Gemara. And the Gemara will explain the reason. The Shairu v'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon left something over to make a difference from the heavy hekera to be a recognition that the Tumasim v'Rabbanon. So by saying that the dam of a Gayish lady is not Matami at all, everybody becomes aware that there's a difference between a Gayish lady and a Jewish Zava. One is biblical and one is rabbinic. Skip the next Rashi for now, and let's move on to the Beis Hillel Aimrim, to write in Memraglah, to Matamim Lachin, Ve'ein Matamim Yavashim. They're Matami when they're moist, but not when they're dry. Gavidam HaVeres Duchavim, Matamim Medrabanon, by blood of a Gayish lady, Rabbi Shul says, the blood is Tamei B'drabanon. She goes to Aleyan, she can Zavim L'chol D'vrayim. They were Gayish to treat Gayim like Zavim for everything. Ah, you need a recognition. Rabbi Shul says, the HaChekeira who the other. But this is the recognition that they did by the Gayish lady. The Ilu the Yisraelis, the blood of a Jewish lady, that's a nidor zava, metame lach v'yavesh. Is metame both moist or dry? But that is gechavim lach v'lo yavesh. Kareika, Who can make me raglaha like you spit in urine? The Amr would come on, but they're done these, the aim of time of mutation. They're not the time made dry. Period. We're going to get to the next Rashi when we do the next case. So again, to repeat, both Bisham and Bisham are driven by the same thing. We want to make a guy Tameh. We want to make him as Tameh as possible without a guy and lady make her as Tameh as possible, but at the same time, put into play something that will remind everybody that it's only Drabanan. Therefore, they won't burn Truma if Truma is touched. So how did they come about? How did they do that? So Bisham said, what they did is they said, we're going to treat the Gaisha lady like a Zava for all her mayonites, all her discharges that are Tamei, because they're Maya, like spit and urine. That we make them Tamei just as much as Jewish ladies, which is Lach and not Yavesh, wet but not dry. When it comes to blood, which is not a Mayon, and the Gemara is going to explain why they chose that as the Heker, so they decided we're not going to make the blood of a Gaisha lady Tamei, we're not going to make it Tamei, because we want to make a recognition between the Gaisha lady and the Jewish Zava, so Dam is going to be Tahar completely. So a Gaisha lady bleeds, right, which would make the Jewish lady an either or a Zava, doesn't make a difference, but the Gaisha lady, the blood is Tahar. She's Tamei, the blood is Tahar. And Beisul said there was no need for such a big recognition. All you have to do is say that the blood is not as Tamei as by a Jewish lady. By a Jewish lady, the dam is Matamei Lach and Yavesh, and by a Gaisha lady, the blood is only Matamei Lach and is not Matamei Yavesh. That is case number one. If anybody has a question before we move on to case number two. No question. Okay, we move to case number two. Dam Tahara Shemitzaras. Okay. Now, as we mentioned a number of times, a Yeletus, a Jewish woman that gives birth, after a certain amount of days, 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl, goes to the mikvah, and then the dam she sees, either for the 33 or 66 days, again, depending boy or girl, considered dam tahara. It doesn't make a woman tamei, the dam is tahar. That's the fact. That's a given. That happens by every Jewish lady that gives birth, after a certain amount of days, she goes to the mikvah, and then the dam is tahar, and she's mushed to her husband, and the dam is tahar. This lady who gave birth happens to be a mitzaras. Besides giving birth, which is a makel tov, she also happens to have tzaras. Now, by mitzaras, right, mitzaras, her mayonis are tamei, biblically. Her spit, her urine, is tamei biblically, right? And her blood is either dam nido or dam zizel. She's no different than any other lady who bleeds during the, depends on the time of the month, either becomes an Ido or a Zava. Now this lady gave birth, and now is in the days that the dam is Tahar. As far as Nida and Zava, the dam is Tahar. She went to the mikveh after 14 days, now she's Mutter, she's a Taras, right? But the dam she's going to see now is not Nida, it's not Zava, it's Dam Tara. But she is a Taras. And if it's a rash of spit and urine or tamei, well, how about her blood? Now, remember we said the blood is not a mayon. The blood is not a mayon because it doesn't gather and come out. It comes out of its own. Now, this blood would come out of a regular lady who's not a mitzaras, would be tahar because she's in the days of tara, right? So how do we treat this when it comes to a mitzvah? On the one hand, taras has nothing to do with her blood because her blood is not one of her mayonites. But on the other hand, this woman is a mitzaras. So are we going to say that her blood, what do we do with her blood? It's not like her spit and urine in the sense because the spit and urine is considered a mayon. It gathers and comes out. And the Torah said that a mayon is tamei. The Torah never talked about the blood. So what do we do with the blood of a mitzaras? It's tamtara. This, by a woman that's not a mitzaras, would be totally tahar. So what do we do with the blood of a mitzaras who happens to be in her Yemei Tara? What do we do with that? So back to the second case, Dam Tara Shemitzaras. They Shamei Mitarim, they say it's totally Tahar, or Beisil Laimim Karaiko Kamei Meraglaha. And again, here comes Beisil, and says it's rabbinically Tamei, biblically this can't be Tamei. It's Dam Tara, it's not Dam Nida, it's not Dam Zava, it's Dam Tara. And at the same time, it's not a Mayan Hazav. So there's no reason to make it biblically tameh. But still, they made it rabbinically tameh, but they left the heker that it's only tameh moist, not dry. And Beis Shammai said they didn't make it tameh at all. Let's see how Rashi explains this. Rashi is in the second Rashi of the Mishnah, the dam tayer shel mitzaras, the dam tara of the mitzaras. Dr. Rashi, the apagav de mayonos mitzaras, the right to me miraglah abba tuma. Even though the mayon, what flows the springs, as I guess the art school would translate it, of the mitzaras, by her spit and urine, have the abba tuma. It's considered an abba tuma because I'm from a palace. Like we had a pasuk before, La Zochel La Rabbis Mitzayra Shemayonis Tameim Kizolzav. The word Zay Sarit Hazav La Zochar, we said, includes that a Mitzayris Mayonis, or Tamei like a Zav Mayonis, the Stimbei by a Zav is written, Kriyara Chazav B'Tohar. If a Zav spit in a Tohar, he becomes Tamei, because the spit is an Avatoma, to make a person Tamei. Kulahi, Dam Tayar Shalot Tohar. Bishamai says that the Dam Tayar is Tohar. The law of Mayan, it's not a Mayan. The Dumya the right being on. To be a Mayan, it has to be similar to saliva. Shemitz Agro V'yayche, that gathers and comes out. To Dabinim B'perik Beis, Gabedam Hayorok. We talked about yellow blood, or right, a different color of blood that comes from a Nid and a Zava. We said it's not a Mayan. It's not Tamei, because it's not Mitz Agro V'yayche. It doesn't gather and come out. Right, the blood of a zava is the thing that makes your tummy, so that's tummy lach and yavesh. But the dam yoros, the yellow blood, is not blood, and it's not spit, and it's not urine, and therefore it wouldn't be tummy. So Beis Shammai says there's no reason to make the mitzayra's blood, the mitzaras's blood, tummy. It's not a mayon, and it's not dam of tumma. Why should it be tummy? Well, now we're going to skip this Rashi all the way down the part we didn't do. The last three lines of Rashi, the Dam Tayrish of Mitzaras Nami, and what the Bible of Beisul say is Tamei, Afagav, the Dam Lav Mayonu, even though the blood is not a Mayon, so the Din Mayon is slave. Rahmana Rabbiya Kadama Begamara. So Beisul says this is biblical. We have a Pasik that says that this Dam is Tamei. And therefore, we can't make a difference between the dam tara of the mitzaras and other dam of other mayonos of the mitzaras, at least not because there's a pasuk that says that even though this is not the regular mayon, it's tamei anyway. So we'll have to wait till the Gemara to see the pasuk. So we have two separate machlokes in Beisil and Beis Shammai. The Mishnah puts them together because the bottom line, the same halachas apply. I'm going to review both of them. And then we'll move on to case number three. I don't want to confuse each case separately. Again, a Gaisha lady is only Tamei Midrabanan, regardless whether she sees Dam or not. A Gaisha lady becomes Tamei Midrabanan. Fact. Now, Rabbanan wanted for people to remember that this Tumah is only rabbinic, not biblical. So they differentiated between a woman who is Tamei when she sees Dam Midaraisa, a Jewish woman, and a Goyish woman who's Tamei Midrabanan. So they said, we have to make a difference, but at the same time, make sure that everybody knows the Goyish lady is Tamei, but only Tamei Midrabanan. So the question is, how much of a recognition did they make? Beis Shammai says, the way they made this recognition is they said that a Goyish lady is Tamei, Kacher, you're Tamei, her spit is Tamei, her urine is Tamei, but her blood is Tahor. Because her blood is not a Mayon, so therefore we made the recognition there. The Gemara is going to ask, why did they pick Dam? And the Gemara is going to explain. But that's Beis Shammai Shita. In order to recognize the difference, that is not the Tamei. It's totally Tahor. Beis Shammai says, there's no reason to make that much of a recognition. All you have to do is say that it's the Tamei Lach and not Yavesh. People will remember by a Jewish Zava Nida, her blood's the Tamei Lach and Yavesh. Moist and dry. And by a Geisha lady, only moist, not dry, so they'll know there's a difference. That is case number one. Case number two. Yes.
How tummy is it? Is it a Havatoma or is it a Rishonotoma? What is it?
By what?
A Goy.
Again, a guy's what? Spit?
A guy's spit. Right.
It's an Ava Tumma Midrabanan. An Ava Tumma Midrabanan, but you can't burn Tumma because it's only Drabanan. The spit will make a person Tumma Midrabanan. If it's a recent, it wouldn't make a person Tumma.
It has to be wet also.
Like the spit has to be wet, yeah. But if you touch a Gaisha lady, you become a Rishon. She's an Abatuma. They made every Gaisha man and lady an Abatuma. When you go to a business meeting and you shake a guy's hand, and there's nothing wrong, you just become a Rishon Latuma. Now, in the days when Tumma and Tara was a major factor of life, you were a Rishon Latuma, and therefore any food you touch would become Tameh. So you ran to the mikvah right away. Because you had to do business with the guy. It was a social separation to Yidden and Gaia. It worked perfectly because Tumma was a great divider because the fear of being Tameh was very frightening, that's the right word to use, for a person who kept Tumma Tara. It was very hard. So that was an unbelievable social separator. A Jewish lady went somewhere and, you know, shook hands with a Gaisha lady, she became a Rishon LaTumah. That's what happened. Now the question is, it's only Drabanan. So we wouldn't burn Tumma for that. If he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, if he walked into the Beis HaMikdash after he touched the guy, we wouldn't be Machayev him a carbon, because he only violated, I mean, only rabbinic. So in order for people to remember, we had to make a difference. The difference we made was that the point to make Shammai is that the blood is only metame, is not metame at all. Right? Not being metame at all, people remember, Gai is a drabanan, a Yiddish lady is in the right. That is by Dam Avedis Chachamim. Now we move to case number two. A Jewish lady who gave birth, after 14 days, she goes to the mikvah, and the rest of her blood, the next 66 days, I took the girl, is tahor. It's tar totally. Touch everything. It's a tar into blood. Now, this woman happens to be a Mitzaras. Now, Mitzaras, as far as biblically is concerned, the Meshamah holds, Dam is not a Mayon. A Mitzaras is Mayonois or Tameh. That's her spit and her urine. Her blood is not a Mayon, and the blood is not Dam Tuma. Why should it be Tameh? Why should it be considered Tameh? So what if she's a Mitzaras? The blood is not Tameh, and she's not, it's not a Mayon. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, there's no reason to make it Tameh. And Beis Shammai says, we have a pasuk that says, it is Tameh, but only Lach, not Yavesh. Not like regular blood of Tumma. Because it is blood of Tumma, it's blood of Tara. But Beis Shammai has an extra pasuk, which they darshan, that biblically it becomes Tameh. Those are the first two cases in the Mishnah.
Beis Shammai hold that even if she's not a Yoledes, that the blood is Tameh?
Well, Dam of Azava is Tameh, Dam of Anita is Tameh, Lach and Yavesh. That is the essence of Azava's Tumma. The essence of Anita's Tumma is her blood. What made her Anita and Azava?
It's a Ras.
But this blood has no properties of Tumma. It's Dantara. Dantara has no properties of Tumma.
So that dispenses, I mean, saying once you're in the Tahara stage, it only takes away from the regular blood, if she's a regular lady, not a mitzaras. I mean, that dispensation of Tahara doesn't apply to a mitzaras.
They still hold, but not the same as regular blood, only Lach, not Yavesh. Because it's not a Mayon. It's a special pasuk.
But that special pasuk is by a mitzaras, regardless if she's a Yavesh.
Exactly. Only a regular Jewish lady, not a mitzaras, goes to the mikveh after 14 days, and the next 66 days, she sees blood, she's totally tahor. Nothing to do with, doesn't affect anything, it's not tameh at all. The blood is not tameh. The blood is considered like nothing, it's zero.
The same thing for yellow blood by a regular lady?
Correct.
Rabbi?
Yes.
What about a Jewish lady that's a Mitzaras?
No, this is a Jewish lady.
We're talking about a Jewish lady.
This is a Jewish lady. It's two separate cases.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A guy is a lady can't be a mitzvah.
She's not going to a kohen.
All right, so why? Okay. What's it doing in the Mishnah?
it's the same machlokes.
Why are we making gezeiros? We're not?
Hold on a second. Let me answer. By Dam Tarish and Mitzaraz, there's no gzeira. By Shimon says the Raisa, there's a pasuk that says it's Tameh. Yeah. And by Shammai says there's no such pasuk. It's not a gzeira. The reason the Mishnah puts them together is because the bottom line is, Beisil says Karaychi Kamehme Raglan, Beishabe says it's Tahar. For two separate reasons. One, Avedis Nechavim and Mitzaraz, two separate reasons. One that applies only to Tagai, and one that applies to Jewish Mitzaraz. Nothing to do with each other. Two separate Mechlaikas. Really, the Mishnah should have been two separate Mishnahs. But since the Halacha is exactly the same, Beishamai says Torah, Beisil says Tamir Lach, Belo Yavesh, the Mishnah lumped them together. But really, they have nothing to do with each other. One is talking about a Goyish lady who can never be a Mitzaraz, by the way, because a Goyish lady can never become Tamir biblically. A Goyish lady can be a Mitzaraz and a Zava and an Eid, all three together. She'll never be Tamir. There is no Tumah by a Goyish lady biblically. No living Goyish lady can ever be Tamir. I mean, I'm going to say an analogy, and I don't mean it in a negative way. And the Gemara makes the analogy. That's what gives me the heter to make the analogy. If I own a horse, that horse can never become Tumah. The Tumah never wrote Tumah Tarah for a horse. Tumah Tarah is a very big chiddush that human beings can become Tumah or Tahar. Nothing physically changed in a human being when he touches Tumah. Nothing. But the Torah wrote, he becomes Tamei. It's spiritual. That spiritual Tumah that the Torah put on Jewish people, the Torah never wrote it by a guy. There's no Tumah by a guy when they're alive. None. Zero. Came along to Rabbanon, and for social reasons, put on Tumah on a guy. Period. Without waiting for anything to make them Tamei. They are Tamei. And the whole Tumah of a guy was only vis-a-vis us. Doesn't do anything to them. It's to keep us away from them. But at the same time, they had to make sure that you remember it's rabbinic, not biblical. So they had to make a difference. And Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai are arguing what that difference is. That's Machlokes 1. Machlokes 2 is a biblical Machlokes. Dam Tar of Mitzaraz. It's not a Mayan of Mitzaira. The Dam is not Tomei in essence, it's Dam Tara. Beis Shammai has a special pasuk that says it's Tamei anyway, but only Lach, not Yavesh. And Beis Shammai doesn't have that special pasuk. That's a totally different machlokes. Yes.
When a goy dies, he becomes Tamei, right?
No, he doesn't. I mean, yes and no. We become Tamei from him. It's a machlokes to what degree. It's a machlokes to know in what degree Tumah the guy has. But that's the Torah said that a guy should body is matama, correct?
Isn't tumah come because for a Jew is because the taharas that he has, that he's tahar, makes and a lack of tahar. I'm not saying it right, but it's a lack of tahar.
I know what you want to say. I know what you want to say. Again, reasons are great. These are reasons given once we know the facts. But the bottom line is, it is machlokes tanoim whether a guy's body is matame and how much it's matame. It's not negated this sugya. All I meant to say for this sugya, all we have to know for this sugya, is that no living guy ever becomes tame.
Okay, that part I got.
But a guy, by the way, a guy should, let me ask you this, okay? I'll ask you this, and again, not meant in a negative connotation. My horse dies. Is it matame me?
No. Yes.
Yes, it is. It's an Avela. Absolutely. Yeah. Why? There's no tar, no producer in a horse.
Because it's an Avela. There's a Kosovo.
Okay, so why do you have a trouble with a guy dying being Madame?
I don't. There was a reasoning behind it that I had trouble with.
Yeah, that's why I say always, reasoning is great, but first we have to know what the Torah said.
Right, right. Thank you.
Okay.
So the difference in Beis Sham and Beis Hillel, the difference in Beis Hillel is that the Dam of Eretz Kochavim is the Rabbanon, and the Dam Tahor, the Dam Yoledes Tahor, the Tzaras is the Oraisa.
Correct.
Okay.
That is true. Now we move on to case number 3 in the Mishnah. We're talking about let's listen to this carefully. A woman, okay, I'm going to do this the way Rashi does it, then I will mention something else. A woman gives birth, I'm picking a girl, it could have been a boy also, but let's just pick a girl. A woman gives birth, she's tummy for 14 days. At the end of 14 days, what's supposed to happen, she goes to the mikvah, she becomes mutter to her husband, and for the next 66 days, the blood is tahor. Let's say the woman didn't go to the mikvah at the end of 14 days. So she's not mutter to her husband. She never went to the mikvah. She never took the tumah off. She's a yaletus. A yaletus is usher to her husband like a nida is usher to her husband. She has to remove tumas yaletus. A nida removes tumas nida by going to the mikvah. A woman who's a yaletus removes tumas yaletus by going to the mikvah. What would happen if a nida never went to the mikvah? She remains tumah. That's what happens. She never got the tumah off. A yaletus that doesn't go to the mikvah is ushered to her husband. Now let's say this yaletus didn't go to the mikvah at the end of 14, and on day 20 she sees dam. Is that dam tamei or not? If she had gone to the mikvah on day 14, this dam would be dam tara. But she didn't go to the mikvah on day 14. Now, what turns the blood into dam tara? The fact that she's in the days of Tara, which she is, even though she didn't go to the mikvah. She's not mutter to her husband, but she's in the days of Tara. Or is the act of mikvah part of what turns it in to dam tumah to dam tara? It's a question in a biblical thing. Biblical. A woman did not go to the mikvah to end of day 14. She happens to be clean, but she's not mutter to her husband because she didn't go to the mikvah. She is tameh because she didn't go to the mikvah. Now, 4 days later, 5 days later, 10 days later, she sees dam, which by a woman who would have gone to the mikvah, this dam would not have affected her at all, dam tara. But she didn't go to the mikvah. Is this dam tara? What do we say since she didn't go to the mikvah? This is dam yaletus. She's still a yaletus, so she goes to the mikvah. She's a nida, so a yaletus is like a nida. Her dam is tamei. This is a shaila, biblically. What makes the dam tara? Days? The fact that it's past a certain amount of days? Or is it a combination of days and mikvah? What makes dam tara? Is mikvah part of the process that halachically changes the blood from dam tumah to dam tara? Is that part of the process? Or is the process a process of days? 14 days is days of tumah. Afterwards, the blood is tara. She's asked to her husband because she didn't remove her tumah. But she is in the days of tara as far as her blood is concerned. That's the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds. I'm sorry?
She's still a surah to her baila. We can't turn her into a zav in the evening.
Is the dam tamei? If the dam touches kruma, do we burn it?
The dam itself, got it.
We're not talking about her. We're talking about the dam now.
Okay, I missed that part. Thank you.
Dam hayaledes shaloi tavla. A dam of a woman that gave birth who hasn't gone to the mikvah. Beis Shammai says, Kareiko kamei regleha. We make it tamei rabbinically, like her spit and like her urine, but not biblically, because biblically it's tahar. So we want to remind people that it's only rabbinic. So since it's only rabbinic, right, so we make it like her spit and like urine. By the way, but the rice or spit and urine are also tahar. Well, no, they're not, because she never went to the mikvah. No, I'm sorry. The dam is not tamei, the dam is not a mayon. So they made Rabbanon like her spit and like her urine. Well, Beisil, I remember Tami Lach B'Yavesh, because Beisil says, Midoraisa, this is Tamei, she never went to the mikvah. Rashi. Dama Yaletis, Sh'avu Yimei Tuma B'Leida B'Lei Tavva. The days of Tuma and Leida went by and she didn't tavel. B'Shami Yimim Kareika Kamei Miragleha. Mitami Lach B'Eina Yavesh. The Honky Tami Lach B'Hedya but decepted the idiots. And decepted idiots, it said. The Nida, Kol's man shaloi tavla. As long as Anita doesn't go to the mikvah, even the dasa l'chol tivreha, she remains Anita. Because reika meimiragleha b'tumatzam. Her saliva and her urine are the same tumah. Ulekama bepek dam hanidi yafina mikroi. And later on we learn now from Pesukim, why Rashi brings it here, not the first Rashi of the mission, I don't know. The ein reisas of mitami yavesh. That spit and urine are not matami when they dry out, only when they are moist. The dama nami, abagav the dam tayuhu the beishamai. Even though this is totally tor, according to beishamai, because amar b'demara the biyayim natalya rachmana, that the Torah said it depends on days, and she is in her days that the blood is no longer tamay. Lohamalu, and they filled up. They're past the days of tama. This is not a mayon. This doesn't gather and come out. After Lohachi, Rabbanan Gazralei, Rabbanan made a gzera, Hayulu Tmeihi, since she herself is Tamei, Gazru Laachar Zayin Atu Teich Zayin. I mean, he could have said 14. To after 14, he says 7. To after 7, he's talking about a boy. They were afraid, if we told you the blood is Tahar, you will think that during the first 14 days it's also Tahar. So they had to put Tuma on rabbinically to remind us that this lady is still, is not, meaning had she gone to the mikvah, this wouldn't be this way. But if we say that her blood is tahar, then people are going to say, hey, blood is not tamei even for a yoledet, period. They won't differentiate between day 12 and day 18. Mi'ulei gozra leu, she tamei lach v'yavish k'lifnei zayin, but they didn't want to make it as severe as a regular yoledet, before 7 days or 14, the Abba Bahakera, they wanted to make a recognition, the lady of the Tumas and Rabbanim, and this relates to Mavikacha. The member that this is only rabbinic. Right. Now, look what happened. By the Gaius, the lady, Rabbanim made it, according to Beis Shammai, they didn't make a tummy at all as a hecker. And here, all of a sudden, they're making it a hecker only that it's not Matamei Yavesh. Why over there wasn't that enough, and here that is enough. Now Rashi has a problem. In the first case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shammai says the blood is totally tar to make a hecker. And over here, they're satisfied with a hecker that is only that it's not Matama Yavesh. There they were. They wanted more there. And here they get away with less of a hecker. Why did they differentiate? Hecker is hecker. They didn't say this is enough of a hecker. Over there, right, we were afraid that people will say all blood is only metamilah. So therefore, we said either tar completely or tummy completely. We didn't want to make a difference. The whole thing is rabbinic. Today, we didn't want male boys next to Goyim because of Mishkam Zachar, because of homosexuality. Since they added Tuma to their touch, to their spit, to their urine, and therefore there's a great distance. They made the woman's tar completely. To recognize the lady of the Tumas Striker, remember, in order that people should remember the whole thing is rabbinic. Why can't you make it Tami Lach and not Yavesh? That'll be a recognition. Because there's also a fear that if you don't make a clear recognition, people will say, oh, a Jewish woman's blood is also only Lach. They won't think that there's a difference in the blood. If there's no tumah at all, they know by a Jewish woman there is tumah. But if there's tumah halfway, they'll say by a Jewish woman it's also halfway. They won't recognize a Jewish woman's spit is halfway, only lach. A Jewish woman's urine is only lach. They'll say the same thing by blood. So therefore they felt it's better to make it Torah completely rather than make halfway. Then we'll also lechal b'sol tayra. because people will make a mistake and think all dam, even biblical, is tar b'shotayra. Abahacha ain't kam b'drabanan ela dam levadai. Here it's only blood that we're talking about. The spit in the urine is the rice of tumay. Shudam tayar. Because gazim is shir b'lehakera. So they made a gzera and they left over. So the first chat in Rashi says really two chat. The first chat in Rashi is very clear. By going, we felt we have to make a bigger effort because we had to balance it against the fear that people will walk away thinking all dam is only lach below yavesh. Better to make it Torah completely. That way people will see a clear distinction. Whereas lach below yavesh might confuse people and they'll think a Jewish lady's blood is also lach below yavesh. I think it here, they had no brera. Because if they, the rice is tahar, to make it completely tamei, people would burn good truma. To make it completely tahar, there would be no rabbinic. They wanted to make a rabbinic tumma in order to keep the people that realize that this woman didn't go to the mitzvah, right? So they had to make every. They wanted to make her blood tamei. So they couldn't make it completely tamei, and they couldn't make it completely tahar. So they settled for this. The lack of the meches duma and the chlukim shotayra. We're not as worried that they might make a mistake by biblical woman, by woman, but with biblically tamei that her blood is only lost. Now call yaidim the kibbutz aryeh may ledasa the dam tayru, because people realize this concept of dam tar. So therefore, they're not going to confuse it as much as they would confuse it by a gaiish lady and a Jewish lady. So at the end of the day, Rashi is saying the beishama here didn't make less of a hecker by Dom Yoledes than they made by Guy. By Dom Yoledes, they wanted to make it Tamei. They couldn't make it Tamei completely. They couldn't leave it Torah completely, so they settled for this. And they were less worried that people would get confused because people realized that the Torah days are different. Because they hold it's Tamei ben Hatayra, Kol Zman Shlei Tavla. It's not Dam Tara. It's not Dam Tara until she goes to the mikvah. So we have three separate machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on this Mishnah. I will review them. Number one, the Gaiish lady, biblically, is Tahar. Rabbanan added Tumah for social purposes. In order that people should remember it's rabbinic, not biblical, they made a difference between a biblical and a rabbinic Tumah. And what was the difference? To what degree did they make the difference? Beis Shammai says, to make the difference, they said dam is tahar. As Rashi explains, because there's a danger in saying dam is only half tamei lach and not yavesh, because then people might think it's the same thing by biblical blood. Better to make it tahar completely. And therefore they said it's tahar completely. Beisola said, nope, we're going to be metameh, part of our social separation, but instead of making it completely tamei, we're going to make it only lach below yavesh, so people should recognize that there's a difference. And they weren't worried that people would walk away and say that by a Jewish woman it's also lach below yavesh. That's based on, that's by the first machlokes. Second machlokes is, yes.
Beishamai says that Reich is tummy. Even though the blood is
right. Right. Now, but again, that was part of the social separation. The Reich, the Meimer Raglayim, and the Maga. And the second machlokes was a woman that's a yeledes, that's tahar. She went to the mikvah. Her dam is dam tara, but she's a mitaras. Biblically speaking, there's no reason to be matam in her blood. It's not a mayon, and it's not dam tamer. So Beis Shammai says it's tahar. Beis Shammai says we have a pasuk that says it's biblically tamei, but only tamei, lach not yavesh. So it's a biblical machlokes. The third machlokes is also biblical. And that is a dam yeledes shloi tavla. We'll do Beis Hillel first. They say it's not dam tara. She didn't go to the mikvah. This is dam tzitzis. This is dam yeledes. She's not. It's not dam tara until she goes to the mikvah. It decides for 14 days or 7 days. She needs to go to the mikvah. If not, the blood remains tumah d'oraisa. Beis Shammai says no. Once it's past the days, it's drabanan. But drabanan wanted to make a gzeira on it, because the ma'isa is from a woman that didn't go to the mikvah, so they had to balance it. They had to make a gzeira, but at the same time, they had to make a gzeira that didn't make it completely like a deraisa. So they said, only lach, not yavesh. People might get confused with other blood, So Rashi really says two answers. Number one, they had no option. And number two, if people remember the Dam Tara is different. Okay, we will stop here today. Mercy some tomorrow morning. I should be there in person. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Ready, have an easy trip.